From Lucas to Gordon, 3BA's Big Show. More Ballarat.
Let's shoot the breeze with Alex Chelios from thebigsmoke.com.au. Good morning to you, Alex.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I was stalking your Facebook page yesterday, in particular your story. You were a little bit sad yesterday, Alex.
Why?
Well, you missed, was it Franca's 83rd or 84th
birthday?
Yeah.
Yes, that was very sad.
Is that your mum?
No, she's like a godmother to me.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah, she turned 84, which is amazing.
Yeah, difficult times when you come to celebrating someone, a close friend or relative's birthday, and we're in lockdown and you can't get together, isn't it?
Well, and also when she's 84, so she's not going to do like a whole bunch of Zooms. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's difficult.
Surely you could teach her. You're the queen of technology.
It's the thing.
Okay.
Tried.
Well, we wish her all the best and happy 84th for yesterday. And speaking of technology, I've just gone and cleared my web browser. Should your web browsing history impact your credit rating, Alex Chelios?
So this is actually an idea that's come from the International Monetary Fund's website, which is all about shifting the way credit scores are assessed. So currently hard information like bill payments, late payments, your salary and all of those things combined is what determines whether or not you can have a certain credit limit, right? But the recommendations are around there's more to a person than just those elements. So it's about trying to understand an individual's likelihood or risk or appetite for risk when it comes to finances. So the idea behind it is that information such as how they shop online or what they browse when they're online could actually determine whether or not a customer is a risk for a brand or for a bank to give credit to.
So what would I find if I went to your web browsing history, Alex Chelios?
It would literally be YouTube videos of musicals.
Right.
Like how there's probably a page called How to Raise a Donkey. I think I'll be okay.
I go to Bad Driver Fails. That's my go-to on YouTube. I love bad driver fails. Just idiots who think they're in control when they're really not, and it's probably the way they live their life anyway. So, you know. Speaking of more technology, the days of handwriting or indeed even typing out a resume and then printing it off, because of COVID, they're gone. Video resumes, TikTok videos, they're leading the way, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense when you consider, I mean, I'm someone who recently just went through the process of hiring someone and I received a lot of CVs and they were all on paper. They were all the same. It was, you know, to whom it may concern. They didn't even take the time to look at who they're sending it to. And then a cover letter and a CV, and it doesn't really give you any glimpse into who they are as a person. Sure, you can see that they've had particular, you know, experience or their education is somewhat on par with what you're looking for, but there's so much more to an individual. So it's become quite common for people to actually use TikTok and social media to create videos to encourage people to hire them. So for example, one guy in particular created some really cool videos for TikTok and his LinkedIn profile, and then within weeks he was hired as a marketing creative for a fundraising platform. And then other people are actually sending in video resumes with their hard copy resumes so that the person who is possibly going to interview them could see a bit of a glimpse into their personalities.
I reckon this is a brilliant idea. And I actually did some research on this. Unusual for me to research anything that we talk about, but nonetheless, yeah. I did. There are actually, on YouTube, there are instructional videos that teach you how to do video resumes.
Yeah, and it's becoming really popular and people are really looking for it, especially for jobs which are all about, you know, whether or not you're customer facing. So do you have a personality that would blend well with another person?
Yep.
And then TikTok actually has a resumes pilot program, which was launched in July, which encourages people to create short form video resumes for physicians.
I think it's
so,
a great idea.
You know, it's cool.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't think I would do very well in that though.
No, well, see, for the older type people, and I'm much older than you, Alex Chelios, you know, I'm not looking to go anywhere. So I probably won't do one, but, you know, for the younger generations, it's definitely a thing, that is for sure. And I'm going to put up one of those YouTube instructional videos with our webpage when I get it to air on our website.
if I ever need a job, I can't see that happen, but if I ever need a job, I'm going to do a TikTok video and a little dance and hope that gets me a job.
In a skimpy outfit?
No, in a skimpy outfit. I'll just do an awkward dance and be like, hi, I'm in.
Let's wrap up our Shoot the Breeze segment this morning talking about a problem that everyone has at one time or another, and it gets worse as you get older, and the official name is lethologica. Lethologica, or I can't think of the word. It's on the tip of my tongue.
Yep. So the tip of the tongue. So it's feeling that you can't quite remember something, you can't quite grasp it, it's almost there. And some researchers actually say that it reflects a good memory, not a bad one. But interestingly, it's all about whether or not that actually causes somebody to feel more in line with another person. So what often happens is you're in a group of people and one person's trying to remember that film from 1985, and then all of a sudden everyone's trying to remember it and nobody can remember it. And it has a lot to do with what they're saying is almost like catching it. So it's like everybody's saying, oh, wait, I know it. And there's almost this alternative explanation for that, which is some people think somebody else will remember it, so they don't bother trying as hard. And then for others, they actually feel like they can't remember it even worse because the social dynamics that they're in at that moment is suggesting that they're not going to get it. So it becomes almost like performance anxiety.
Mm. And you're right. When one person says it to a group of other people or a single person, it does seem contagious because, other people will go, oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah, but what was it? Young people typically have tip-of-the-tongue moments about once a week, while older adults find that they see this occurring as often as once a day. And people often remember partial bits of information. For example, they may remember the letter the word they're searching for begins with, or the number of syllables the word contains as well.
It's really fascinating. And then also, just a bit of breaking news, just as we've been on this interview, my partner just messaged me and reminded me that in Legally Blonde, Elle Woods did that Harvard video essay in the film.
Ah, yes.
The first video resume.
There you go. She did too. Elle Woods. Yes.
Yeah.
By the way, just breaking news, tip-of-the-tongue events are more likely to happen when people are tired.
Well, that happens all the time.
Yes, it does. And I didn't. Breaking news. More breaking news, Alex. I didn't know you had a partner.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
you'd love him. He said I could buy a donkey one day. That's what you're looking for in a partner, somebody who is okay with your...
So I'm led to believe then by yourself, Alex Chelios, that he's a bit of an ass.
No.
Catch you next week.
Bye.